Good morning, I'm Pat Gallagher. Biatch is in the studio with me again, and it is time for Feed the Resistance.
Woo!
Yeah.
The best part of the week, Pat.
We cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance.
That's right.
You love beer and no beer inside and out.
I love beer so much. It is, without a doubt, my favorite beverage on the planet.
We both love to cook. We both love to eat.
Yes.
So we kind of do a little beer and food matching thing here.
Hell yeah.
And this week is National Pizza Week.
And I am a huge fan of pizza as well.
I was going to say,
wearing my pizza necklace today.
Little background on this. I grew up working at Maria's Pizza in Oregon.
Okay.
I still have my fingers crossed that after the pandemic's open, they will reopen.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Johnny retired a couple of years ago, shut the place down. End of 2019, there was a post on Facebook that said, something big coming in 2020. And of course, 2020 happened, so nothing big happened there.
Right, right.
So I got my fingers crossed that they're going to reopen sometime this year. When I travel, I seek out pizza.
Yeah.
I've eaten at the very first pizza place in America, the very first pizza place in Ireland, the very first pizza place in France.
Oh, my God.
I have favorite pizza places wherever I travel.
Dude,
right?
So you definitely out pizza me.
I love pizza.
Perfect.
So a few years ago, my wife was diagnosed with a thyroid disease, and it was pretty serious. It attacked her eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
She had double vision for a couple of years, and that's been fixed now. But in the process of going through all this, we learned that she was also sensitive to gluten, and that gluten sensitivity kind of made other things worse.
Sure.
That was going on with the thyroid disease. So we don't eat pizza as much as we used to.
Right. Yeah.
So I, in the kitchen, started thinking, I got to come up with something that can be gluten-free and still give me that pizza taste.
Okay. I see what you're putting down here.
All right. So what I came up with is pizza lasagna.
Yeah.
So if you want to like a...
And this is super funny because Pat was very mysterious about this all week. He was like, all right, it's going to be pizza flavor, but not pizza. So I'm trying to pair with a food I had no idea
what we were getting.
Be.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the way I make it gluten-free is RP's Pasta makes this wonderful gluten-free pasta. They renamed it a couple of years ago. I can't remember what the brand is on it right now, but
okay.
Look for it in the grocery store right next to all the RP's stuff.
Yeah, wow, that's awesome.
So I make it just like any other lasagna, although I put pizza fixings in there.
Perfect.
And
so
use
what do
a pizza
we have
sauce.
In here?
So you ordered green peppers, sausage, mushrooms, and onions.
Yeah.
That's what we have in there and pizza sauce.
All right.
What do we have here for a beer?
So our beer is from another one of my favorite breweries. You're going to find that's a theme here.
Right.
Three Sheeps Brewing. And I've never been up there. It's up in Sheboygan. It's on my list of places to go to for sure. But with the sausage and the mushroom and the green pepper, I kind of wanted to bring out the earthier tones in those foods. And so I paired it with a chocolate milk stout.
Okay.
So hopefully the stout will do the work of bringing out those earth tones. We'll
okay.
find out.
Well, let's give a taste of this.
This is the Bon Bon chocolate milk stout.
One more quick little thing about this. Normally, you know, this is Friday morning that we get together and we have our food and drink.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, that's my wife's and my Thursday night dinner, and then you get leftovers, right?
Oh, okay.
So I came home from work last night, and we were having a glass of wine, and I said, hey, Laura, did we ever take the sausage out of the freezer? And she said, no. So I was up very, very, very early this morning cooking.
Well, thank you.
So this has not been tried yet. This may suck. Who knows? And when I've done in the past, it's been great, but who knows what's
I'm
happening
sure
today.
I'm sure it's delicious. Being gluten-free, those noodles... The consistency of them, you would never
They're wonderful.
Know.
Yeah, they are absolutely incredible. Like I said, it's RP's Pasta. They rebranded it, the gluten-free stuff, a year or two ago, and you'll find it in the same case with all the RP's stuff.
Oh, wow. I really like that pairing.
Good.
Holy
good.
Guacamole.
I have another bite here. Yeah, and usually I make a little extra sauce and dump some sauce over the top, but
I
didn't have time this morning.
Yeah. The Bon Bon milk chocolate stout with this, I'm really getting like the spices from the sausage mix really well with the smoothness and the sweetness of the beer. I never in a million years would have decided to pair these two together, but I had researched some of like what to put with certain toppings, and someone suggested a chocolate milk stout. But oh my God, this is magic!
Oh, the other thing about the pizza lasagna. Or any lasagna that I usually make. You may have seen my post on Facebook the other day looking for dry curd cottage cheese.
Okay.
That's what I usually use instead of ricotta. And I love dry curd cottage cheese in a lasagna. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, we should reach out to some of our Cheese Factory people and see if we can locate that.
Right,
you.
Right, exactly. So there you have it.
I love
our pairing for this morning is
Three Sheeps Brewing Bon Bon Chocolate Milk Stout,
along with pizza lasagna.
That's a wonderful idea. I love that. Thank you, Pat.
Feed the resistance.